25. Needless to say, I spent the next couple hours listening to Melanie grill Nikotan about the various plants in a way I'd have never been able to do. So it made me glad I'd asked her to come. And not just because I gained about 10 ranks in herbalism during the whole thing. Now, though, they were working on various ways to better fertilize the soil and such, which was perfect because it gave me time to try out my own plan. I quickly made my way back down to the river and headed toward the bamboo-like plant Thera had used to make Samlin spears earlier. It was tall, like bamboo, with dark rings every foot or two along the base. Nikotan had called it Natso. I pulled out the hatchet I'd purchased from the bazaar, picked a medium-sized Natso that was about 10 or so feet tall, and aimed for one of the dark rings just above the ground because Nikotan had told me that hitting the dark rings on a Natso left an even cut that wouldn't splinter. My swing slashed through the Natso with surprising ease, and as the plant toppled over, I moved to examine the edge. Like Nikotan had told me there would be, the entire length of the plant was hollow. And what's more, unlike the smaller ones Thera and I had used earlier, this opening was definitely bigger. While Nikotan had also mentioned that the larger the plant, the greater the inside hollow would be, I supposed seeing was believing. What's more, this was perfect for my needs. I took a few moments to clear off all the leaves and branches so that I had a long tube before I dragged it over the river. It was still pretty rough, and while I had trained in rough rivers and whatnot, I also had minions who wouldn't mind getting blasted by freezing river water. Also, they couldn't drown. I summoned a few hobgoblins and directed them to place the edge of my Natso near the river, then wedged down one side so that the water flowed into it. Thankfully, it was pretty easy to get them to do what I wanted because I just sort of sent them a mental picture of what I envisioned over our aura link. While they worked on that, I cut down a few more Natso. By the time I was finishing my fourth Natso, I had received a ping over the link from one of the hobgoblins. I turned around to see the Natso positioned where the water rushed into it and secured with several large rocks so that it wouldn't move. Water then seemed to flow through the Natso tube and onto the bank of the river, which was exactly what I wanted. "Does it leak?" I asked as I headed over to them.
"It does not appear to, my liege," the hobgoblin told me. "But you are welcome to check for yourself."
I checked the tube and found that, sure enough, I couldn't spot any water seeping through the Natso itself. "I think you're right. Perfect." I clapped my hands together. "Now, take the rest of the Natso I've cut and fit it together." I showed them what I wanted. "We want to pipe this all the way back to the gardens." I paused a moment. "Just connect the one going to the water last. It'll be easier to work with that way."
"Your will shall be done, my liege," the hobgoblin said, as he and his friends began to fit the pipes together.
I took a few moments to summon one and two, my first ever summons, because I hadn't seen them for a while. I gave each of the ants a quick scratch under the chin before directing them to cut down more Natso for the hobgoblins. Once I'd gotten everything working in a way I wanted, I jogged over to the gardens where I found Melanie and Nikotan engaged in conversation about guano that I didn't feel like interrupting for obvious reasons. Instead, I went to find Thera in the village. I didn't see her in the square, but thankfully, when I headed toward her hut, I saw Kanil. "Hey," I called as I waved to him. "You got a second?"
Of course, Garrett,
he said with a grin as he came over.
How can I help you?
He looked past me.
My sister said you were working in the gardens.
Yeah, about that. I want to try building something. I looked around. Can you help me with that?
You wish to build something?
He raised an eyebrow at me.
I suppose I can help you with that, but I'm not much of a builder.
He looked over his shoulder like he was trying to find something or someone.
Honestly, Denno would be better suited for that.
I don't need help with the actual building, I said before grinning at him. I just need a big space to build my something that is preferably located reasonably close to the village, but is also a place that isn't used for other things.
There are many areas around the village, Kunil said as he puzzled over my request. But none that have been cleared.
If you show them to me, I can clear them myself. I resisted the urge to flex. By which I mean, the ants will clear the land.
Ah, well, in that case, I know the perfect spot.
Kunil nodded.
I will show you, and then I'll tell my sister. She shouldn't have any problem with your request, especially since we can use the wood for huts.
He paused for a second.
Would you mind bringing it to the carver? His hut is very near the one where you've been dropping off meat.
Of course, that's not a problem at all. I looked around the village. Show me where that is first.
I'd be happy to.
He turned and began walking back toward the smokers.
It is this way.
Thank you, Kunil. I smiled at him. You won't be sorry. Kunil was right, of course. After showing me where the carver lived, which was actually more like a very small lumber yard than a house, he brought me outside the village. The spot he showed me was only a few minutes' walk from the village and was on a slightly raised hill that was covered in trees, but was otherwise large. So, basically barring the vegetation, it was perfect.
Will this work, Garrett?
Kunil asked as I surveyed the site for my newest creation. It will be perfect, I smiled as I looked around. I know you can't see what's in my head, but trust me, you're going to love it.
Well, now I am very excited.
He grinned back at me.
Do you need anything else? Or shall I leave you to your work?
I'm good for now, I said, and bid him goodbye before opening my mental link. Queenie, could you come here? I need you to work on something while I do an entirely unrelated but necessary task.
It would be my greatest pleasure, Master, Queenie said,
and the words had barely echoed in my brain when she appeared on the horizon and flew toward me. Dragonfly wings beating furiously. A moment later, she landed next to me.
What is it you require, Master?
I need you to have the ants clear this area, then bring the felled trees over by the smokers. I shot her a mental picture of the carver's hut. Can you do that?
Absolutely, Master.
Queenie nodded furiously.
You can count on me.
Then with that, she began to summon ants to do as I asked.
Is there anything else you need done, Master?
Yes, actually, I said as I gestured at the area. I also want an area dug out. I rubbed the back of my neck. That's why we need the place cleared, actually. I shot her a mental picture of what I wanted. which was basically a dugout area that was approximately 30 feet by 30 feet to a depth of around 15 feet, with a set of stairs that led from the surface down into what I planned to be a cistern.
I'll take care of it, Master.
Queenie tapped her chin a couple of times as she thought.
Is there anything in particular you would like done with the dirt?
Yeah. I want you to pile it around the edges of the hole you dig out so I can make walls out of it. I smirked. Just like you did when we made Jane's walls.
I remember that, Master. It was easier for you to work your earth magic on the dirt piles rather than forcing it up from the ground.
She nodded.
I think the work will only take a couple of hours if I summon many ants. Is that okay?
That will give me time to work on the last piece of the puzzle. I smiled. Just let me know when this is all excavated.
I will, Master,
Queenie said, before turning her attention back to the task at hand. Leaving her to it, I headed back toward where I'd left the hobgoblins laying pipe. This is perfect, guys, I told them as I approached. They had just about reached the gardens, which was exactly where I'd wanted them to be. I want you to pipe it here. I moved to a spot just outside the front of the gardens. I'd picked this spot because it was on the side where the plants that required the most water were. Also, I need someone to bring me a bunch of rocks.
We're on it, my liege,
the lead hobgoblin said, as he went to work directing some of his crew to lay pipe while others broke off to collect the stones. Actually, I have an idea. I summoned Hercules, and as the massive Erymanthian boar appeared before me, I directed him to help the rock gatherers carry the stones back. While they did that, I summoned a few ants of my own and directed them to dig out an area around 3 feet deep, 3 feet wide, and 3 feet long, and then line it with the various stones the hobgoblins brought. Thankfully, it sort of worked out, because we had all the stones we could ever want by the time the ants finished digging, which was nice. Once it was lined with stones, I called upon my magic. I touched the ground and reached out with the earth power granted to me by my title. It took a bit of doing, but I managed to fuse the stone together so that it turned into a relatively waterproof liner of stone in my hole while leaving 3 openings in the structure itself for pipes, one in the front and one on either side. Then, I had the hobgoblins fit the pipes into the holes and used a bit more magic to fuse it together. I know it sounds like this all happened quickly, but truth be told, I expended my aura 6 times just doing the rock, because I wasn't that good at using earth magic yet, and this shit was hard work. Still, when it was done, and I looked at it, I couldn't help but smile.
What have you got there, dude?
Nikotan asked, as the hobgoblins moved to pipe the other side all the way where Queenie was. This is what I call a flood irrigation system. I nodded at it. See, I'm going to have the ants dig from here. I pointed at my rudimentary 3-way valve. To each of the plots. I picked up the sluice gate I'd made from stone. We'll place one of these in front of each of the branches so you can adjust the water going to them as needed.
Okay, dude. Nikotan
peered at me.
It sounds great and all, but how do you get water in it?
Just wait. I grinned. It's gonna work great when it's done, and it will make perfect sense.
Righteous.
He nodded several times.
I look forward to seeing it, dude.
He looked like he was going to say more, but before he could, Melanie waved him over to her.
Gotta go, dude. Your friend has a lot of questions.
He dropped into a whisper.
but between you and me, it's kind of nice that someone is interested in my work for once.
I hear that, I said as he turned to go. Have fun.
Will do, dude.
As he trotted over to Melanie, I got a ping from Queenie, letting me know the hole was dug, and I made my way over there as quickly as I could, because it was time to build a cistern. To be honest, it was basically a larger version of the three-way valve I'd made earlier. I directed the ants to line it with the rocks and used my magic to seal it together so that it didn't leak. The thing was just a lot larger. And yeah, it took fucking forever. But at least I wasn't laying a billion miles of pipe like the hobgoblins.